week on Sunday we go to Australia.
Dear me, I'm not casting aspersions about your age, but touring aggressively like that's a young man's game, isn't it?
Only if you get to a certain age and you don't like what you're doing.
Yeah.
You don't have your health. Luckily, I'm quite healthy. I've just been in for an MOT and we're all cool.
Oh, good man. Because it's not the gigging. Everybody loves the gigging. It's all the bits in between. It's the travelling around.
Yeah, the travelling. On Sunday to come home. Last week, typically, we were in Germany, we were in Sweden, we were in Denmark, and then up to the Faroe Islands.
Yeah.
Came back on Sunday, and that took us three flights and about 15 hours to get back.
Whoa.
So then, of course, we're off back to Belfast tomorrow.
Yeah, you need to get a nice wee residency in your local or something, Terry, that'll pay you the same money, you know?
I don't think so,
just down the road, you know.
Yeah, I love the air miles as well. But yeah. I don't get a chance to use the damn things. So, I think on KLM we've got lifetime platinum cards, and I'm up to 780,000 air miles I've got.
The last thing you want to do is take a flight for pleasure. You're always working.
Well, I will do when I get the time.
Yeah. Did you ever think it would sort of last this long? I don't know what the expectancy was like for bands in the 70s like yourself, but a load of bands only got a year or two out of it, and then it was back to the day job, you know?
It is a precarious profession. But when you're young, you don't even think about the future.
No, of course you don't.
You don't think about mortgages, wives, kids.
Yeah,
you
don't think about it. Listen, you know? I want to be on Top of the Pops and see my picture in the paper, you know, that's it.
Yeah, it was great. I've had a great ride, but I've definitely been one of the lucky ones. We've been a lucky band throughout, thank God for that.
What do you think is the appeal in certain parts of the world for smoky songs? Because certainly here, you're mega popular here. It's never sort of gone away.
Well, I know it's really great. It's South Korea. We're honorary citizens of South Korea because we're the first Western band to sell over a million albums there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So I don't know. I think it's probably because we're not a complicated band. There's nothing complicated about our music whatsoever. And you can whistle it down the street and not get arrested.
Yeah. Do the crowds tend to join in and sing?
Oh, they do. Every word of every song. We've got kids. We've got sort of 15-year-old kids. We've got 12-year-old kids. In different countries, when they should be only speaking their own language at that point, and they're singing along to every word. So we've got three generations come to our gigs.
Yeah,
I think that's given us a longevity.
I mean, sometimes you must stand and look at the audience and shake your head and say, "Whoa, how did this happen?" You know.
I know, it's unbelievable. It was like in the Faroe Islands the other night. It was like Miss World competition in front of us. It was fantastic. Gets the old ticker going,
Yeah. Do you spend a lot of time with the band off the road, or is it just get together?
Gigs? We don't spend a lot of time together, even off the stage. We've always given each other space. So sometimes we won't. If we've got a few days off in a city, we're like the Red Arrows. Team leader says break, and then the team, it joins up again, when it's necessary. So, no, we give each other as much space as we can because we're travelling all the time together.
Yeah.
So.
Because it's, what it's like? It's like watching those people they put into the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
The most reasonable people in the world will annoy each other if you're just at close quarters for so long.
Yeah, I can't watch that programme, I've got to say.
No.
But it's like when we do, checking in, we all make our own seats, manage our air bookings and what have you. And then we'll get there. We'll pitch up at a certain time to get on the aeroplane. They want to change all the seats so we can all sit together. We said, no, don't do that. What makes you think that we need to be together? We're big boys now.
Yeah. No, because it's certainly, the number of bands I've spoken to over the years and just tempers ran high and relations became frayed. But when you're living in each other's pockets for a couple of years, it's just, you can't keep going like that,
No.
Something's
going
to give. And you looked at me sideways when I hit a bum note on the stage last night, and if you do it again, I'm going to hit you with this cymbal. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's what the drummer from Pink Floyd said. He said if he makes a mistake, he said he looks really seriously nasty at the bass player. It turns the other way around.
Use deflection right away. Blame him.
Yeah.
So listen, you're going to be in town in Belfast here Sunday, 23rd of October, playing all the hits?
Yeah, of course, yeah, plus all the hits plus.
Yeah.
We're also on the Nolan show tomorrow night.
Oh, right. Oh, good. So I can get to see you on TV as well. So, again, are there any other songs that you add in that we mightn't know about? Any other cover versions? You know, stuff from your own personal favourites that you would like?
There's a couple. A few years back, we always wanted to do a covers album.
Yeah.
And our record company said, no, you can't do that. You can't do a covers album. And then George Michael came out with one, and then they did, and it was such a success. And they said, "Do you know what, guys? It'd be great if you did a covers album."
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so they wanted to take the responsibility for the suggestion when we'd suggested it like years before. So we did that, and it went platinum all around Scandinavia and Europe. And so they asked us to do another one. So we did Uncovered 2, spelt T-double-O.
Yeah.
And really thoroughly enjoyed playing other people's songs with a smoke. You know, smoky fire in it. You know, so there's a couple. There's one in particular, but I'm not going to tell you what it is that we do from the Uncovered album.
Come on, you can't leave it like that.
But then we do. We made an album in Nashville with Barry Beckett, who was in the Silver Bullet Band. You know. That was an amazing album that we made there in Nashville called Wild Horses, and we do a couple of songs from the Wild Horses album and. Everybody gets all the hits,
I know there's a particular Irish folk tune that you do that if you do it in Belfast will, you know, bring the house down.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
I'm sure we will. And we did it purely for the Irish public, you know, so many years ago. And then we sort of threw it in different countries. And then suddenly the record companies then are wanting us to record it. And so we did, and it became a big hit in Scandinavia and Germany, and everybody knows us for this song now. And I think the younger end probably thinks it's us, but you could never take the trophy for that one.
No, but it's a great listen. It sounds like it's going to be a smashing show. No doubt, it'll be a sellout. I would think so, and they'll all be singing their heads off. Terry, thanks for taking the time to speak to us, mate, and long may it continue.
Thanks a lot, Johnny, and. You know, I hope to see you at some point.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Cheers,
mate. All right, buddy. Bye. Bye-bye.